Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer, if you can hear. Father, what an honor to be able to gather in your name, Lord, and with brothers and sisters together, whether there's many or few, Lord, it is you, it is your Spirit. Move in our hearts this morning, Lord. As we look at a prayer in the Bible, may we learn from it, and may we be committed to pray, Lord, that powerful weapon that you've given each one of your children, Lord. May we not surrender it over to the other side through prayerlessness. And so often it doesn't seem like our prayers mean much of anything, and yet we watch you work. And this is the confidence that we have. If we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And we know if you hear us, you will grant us the petitions that we've asked. So lead us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I like to look at prayers in the Bible to start a prayer meeting because it helps us to pray. And I like to begin by praising the Lord in song, just a little mini worship service. And so this morning we're going to be singing a song to begin Jesus Messiah. At the close today, we're going to be singing Amazing Grace. So that bookends the time. I'd like to ask you to resist, after you prayed for 3 minutes, to jumping up and running out of here, unless you really have to run out of here. Because this is a precious time to pray. We've got, I don't know how many here, 40, 50, whatever it is. Just think of that. If we can pray for an hour, a little bit more, that's 40, 50 hours of prayer. That's not bad, is it? That's power, really. We want to pray for the conference. We want to pray for the lost. We want to pray, you know, I don't think we need necessarily us from America pray for America, but we need to pray for Americans, Lord. And we need to pray for Chinese, and we need to pray for Vietnamese. We need whoever, wherever country in, the lost. We want to pray for the lost, right? And today's prayer is a great example for us of reaching the lost who hate us. It's a very familiar story. It's a woman at the well in John chapter 4. And I just want you to notice how in 7 interchanges, Jesus will say 7 things, and then the woman will respond 6 times. But you'll notice how beautifully he moves her from someone who they shouldn't even be speaking. Samaritans didn't speak to the Jews. Women didn't speak to men. Women would never speak to a rabbi. And here, Jesus bridges the gap between this hated Samaritan and a rabbi meeting a Jewish woman. When we witness, when we meet the world, they're not going to like us. We bring good news, but you won't find, I don't think, anybody who generally, at least initially, are going to be convicted of their sin, and they're not going to want to hear anything about the good news that they're a wretched sinner, then they can't be saved except by the blood of Jesus Christ. But Jesus comes through that, and he cuts through the mask with her saying, he says, bring your husband, kind of in the middle of it, and she says, I don't have a husband. And he didn't, you know, jump all over. He says, you said rightly. You've had 5, and the one you're with is not yours. But the thing I really like about the prayers in the Bible, I like to look at them in the context before the prayer and then after the prayer and see what the result of the prayer was. And there is a powerful result of this prayer. Because a woman runs into the village of Samaria, and it said many believed because of what she said. Now that's the mark of an effective witness. When you can not only turn the one witness around you're looking at from a position of being lost or whatever, but then have them so into it that they go and spread the news and say many, many more, right? And then it closes with, when they all came out to see Jesus, it says many more believed. They said, not only are we believing because of what the woman said, we're believing because of what you have said. It's the Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of God. That's going to change lives, and it's going to bring babes into mature people. You know all of this. This is all review. This is all preface to this time in prayer. And so now I want you to just sing along or listen or whatever you want to do and praise the Lord with song. And the Lord says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So there isn't one here who can't make a joyful noise, right?
She became sin,
who knew no sin,
we might be.
It's the best Thailand choir I have heard. You do great. Well, in John 4, as I mentioned, we have this great example of a witness, and we have this prayer by this Samaritan woman saying to Jesus, kind of in the middle of the account here, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." But the thing I like about this prayer, particularly for our missions conference, is it's just a great example of witness. You'll notice in these seven statements that Jesus makes to her and in her six questions, he begins with a question or a request. Of course, it was, "Would you give me a drink?" And then he brings in the gospel. That's something that's pertinent to the person. Of course, he brings in water. He brings in thirst. You'll never thirst again. Gives the benefits. Starts the giving the benefits of the gospel. Gently drawing out their need. What is their need? What is their main point here that you know, you can come a lot of different ways, but he's led, you know, he's Jesus. So he gets right to it. He draws out her need, then he commends her, further drawing out her need, continuing the deepening in the discussion. He answers every objection and every argument with what? With Jesus. He doesn't go down rabbit trails. He doesn't take the bait in arguing and getting off on some tangent. He continues until the conclusion that Jesus is the only answer to salvation and eternal life. And that's the gospel, isn't it? You're in a culture around the world where there's many gods, many ways to heaven, supposedly. But the reality is there's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. And the exclusivity of Jesus Christ will always produce reproach. It'll always produce resistance. It'll generally produce persecution. And we see that, and yet the good news, powered by the gospel, can cut through any hardened, resistant situation, can't it? So we want to spend some time today in prayer. We will spend about 30 minutes or so praying in a group. And in this group prayer, where we're all just going to pray one at a time, speak out if you would, because otherwise we can't agree with you. I mean, we want to agree with you, but if we're just, you know, anybody agreeing with that? Well, you didn't hear what I said. How can you? So, you know, this is not, tongues are great, but this is not a place for tongues. We need to be able to hear what the others are saying and then agree with them. And then midway or somewhere through the prayer time, we'll switch into tables because you're all at a table. And then we can bring in some personal prayers there. You can bring in some personal ministry prayers there. And, you know, we got a debate in the United States tonight. Those of you, I don't want you necessarily leaving your own country, but for the lesser of two evils, Lord, we need your help. But we are trashing the God-given blessings to America in such a rapid rate that it is unbelievable. And I just see God's hand bringing everything down to the end times. And the worse it gets, I think the more people are going to come to him. So I don't despair about tough times. I think that'll be the time, the tougher it gets. We see that right now in the parts of the world where many of you are from, where there's great persecution. That's where the church is strong. That's where many people are coming. So tough times for the people is not necessarily bad if it causes them to turn from their destination to hell to a destination of heaven, right? Whatever it takes, Lord, whatever it takes. So let's go to prayer and just pray as you're led by the Spirit. Don't be concerned if there's times of silence. We want to wait on the Lord. This is not just talk, 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 talk all the time to the Lord, but we want to hear from him as well as he's speaking to you. And when you get a strong burning or whatever, or a moving of the Spirit to pray, then speak out. So let's go to prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the examples in your word of praying. And Lord, it's not a how-to, it's just a to. We need to do it. And here we are this morning, Lord, with this beautiful place, this beautiful opportunity. We have about an hour or so here just to pray to you, and what a beautiful thing that is. And so, Lord, lead us now by your Spirit and draw us into one accord. We ask in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray.